Hello and welcome to Nebraska Prep Zone Report. I'm your host, Jake Anderson. Joining me today is World Herald Prep Recruiting Specialist Mike Sauter and our special guest back-to-back weeks, Stu Pospisil, to help us preview the Nebraska High School Boys State Tournament. And last week was a little bit different brand of basketball than what we're going to have this week. So let's get right into it. Class A, I figured we'd do a breakdown of each class, favorite, dark horse, and I know Stu has notes on every single class in depth there. He came prepared. I would expect nothing less. I picked Bellevue West. Hard to pick against Chucky Hepburn, but they also are very deep. Nico Felici, David Noir. Hard to go against Prep with a pull of rope. What do you think, Stu?
Well, I think what we've seen is that Bellevue West certainly has earned its role as the favorite, but to finish it up, they're going to have to kind of harden up at the middle. Because Norfolk attacked the middle pretty well in the district final. Bellevue West needed a rally in the fourth quarter to win that by five. Maybe that showed teams some things. And look who the three centers that Bellevue West, or actually four centers, that Bellevue West could have to get through. One would be Luke War of Papio South in the first round. And then the winner of the Chase Thompson-John Tanji battle in the Westside Central first round game. And then a Kohler Rope is potentially seen there on Saturday night. So why I like Bellevue West is because of their depth, because of their guard play, because of Doug Woodard, who's got four state titles. And, you know, if it's a Prep versus Bellevue West, it'll be round three this year. Bellevue West has won the first two. It's also a rematch of last year's final, and Prep won that one. So you've got Chucky trying to get his first and teammates. You've got Cole Rope and his teammates trying to get their second. You know, where do I see upsets maybe? South Kearney, I think, is a pick'em game, even though Kearney won by 19 out there. Carson Schwartz is coming back from an injury for Kearney. How effective will he be? He was held out of district.
In the district final. So that was,
and Westside Central, to me, is a toss-up. Papio South and North Star, if they would beat Bellevue West and Prep, respectively, would be considered upsets. But North Star took Prep to double overtime in Lincoln. So Prep won't take them lightly by any means. And in that game, don't you think, Mike, it depends what Donovan Williams shows
up? If he scores 20-plus like he's averaging, it could
be. And being efficient with that 20.
Yeah, he could be. It could be lights out and they could win and handily. Josiah Alec is a key for me in that game. How can he handle a Kohler Rope, if at all?
And stay in the game.
Yeah, and stay. Foul trouble is maybe something that's hampered him, but he's had a great season. And then to your point about the centers that Bellevue West, I mean, if Kearney was to make it to the final, then you have Shiloh Robson and Seth Stroh. That's tough.
Right.
They're two studs. So I see the Westside Central game, I have thought all week, I could see it being like 92-85. Like, I just think it'll be a lot of
points.
But
we get that expectation. Right. Never and happens that way. It'll be in the 50s. No, I mean, it's certainly, Central, had its offense going against Lincoln High. Westside, Miller North had slowed that game down. The shot by Carl Brown to, that hurt around the nation. Got Westside to state. Westside's going to have to play very well. And PJ Nagambi's going to have to play well. The supporting cast behind Booth and Thompson are going to have to step up and give them maybe, 20 points?
Probably, yeah, at least. And that's something, because Chase and
Booth
are about 820-ish apiece. And
yeah, if they get 50 and
that's
40 get
20, and that's that's if they can do that, that's fine. I think, and it'd probably be the exact opposite. So I think Westside Central could be way high scoring, but I think South and Kearney is gonna be like first one to 35 wins
35-32. It could be grinded out because Bruce Chubbuck will be methodical and Kearney probably has the best defensive unit
of
the eight and in Class A, so
they're really tough and really physical. So I
with some length.
Yeah.
So last thing on Class A, then it seems like everyone is penciling Prep and Bellevue West into the final. What final matchup besides that do you think is most likely?
Good question. Maybe
if they were upset, I mean, maybe a Kearney Central.
That's what I'm looking at as well. Yeah,
maybe. Maybe that would be like if there were the upsets in there or something. And I think, honestly, like, I think any of the eight teams could win it.
I was just about to say that.
Well, I think any of the eight can get out of the first round.
Right, for
I'm
sure.
I'm not sure Papio South
Matt
or North Star can run the table, but I think they can be a spoiler first round. Yeah, maybe even South. I'm not sure South.
Guards are really good. It's just a matter of, you know, what can you get from Rashawn McNeely in the post and consistency from Tavion Anderson. But
I mean, the whole key is just taking care of business the first round and roll the dice from there. I mean, look at what happened last year with the Central led Millard South by 20 in the opener and got beat.
Yeah.
And they had triple overtime Prep and North Star.
Prep and Pius,
wrong Lincoln team. And then Trey Crawford hits the three knockout Lincoln East.
Yeah.
In the nightcap. So that was as good a first round as we had in 30 years in Class A.
And we saw it, all these teams except for Kearney and North Star, we saw it in the Metro Conference. All those games were competitive. All those games, it seems like for the most part, came down to the wire. There were a few blowouts. Mm-hmm. But we saw the talent level, the competition, how hard these teams go at each other in the Metro Conference. That was a pretty good
And these are all rematches.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sleeper, you know, Westside or North Star.
Yeah, they're either. Yeah, I would say that's probably fair if you had to have, based on the seeding, if there's a sleeper team, it'd be Westside or North Star.
All right, let's go to Class B here. And I know that they're not the favorite here, and I think both of you guys are going to differ on me. But I have a rule in life when picking Class B, do not bet against Baylor Shireman. I'm going with Aurora. I feel like it's a rule, you know, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't bet against Baylor Shireman.
How about against Charlie Easley?
Yeah. That's another one.
I'd probably.
Charlie Easley's had some pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
I saw him against, it was Kearney, wasn't it? Had the perfect second half in game one.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 8-for-8 from the field and 8-for-8 from the line for 26 points. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you've got two quality All-State candidates potentially matched up. In this class, I'm going chalk all the way.
Yeah, I think Pius, Scott's Bluff is, that would be the upset of the tournament if it was to happen. That's how good Pius is, I think. I think it'd be the upset of the tournament if Scott's Bluff can come in. And
certainly.
I think everyone outside of Scott's Bluff would agree with that. Scott York playing each other again. It's a rematch of last year's final.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a whole lot of love lost there from football stuff.
No, and not just, at all.
And just last year in the final and the students chanting stuff and all that.
It's going to be a very physical game.
Right.
I think this one comes down to how, honestly, TJ Skratzky, how long he stays in the game.
I was just going to say that. It's a matter of can Garrett Snodgrass and TJ Skratzky, which one can stay out of foul trouble and provide kind of, I guess, you know, give me your 10 points and 8 rebounds and not 5 points and 5 rebounds.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the key.
And also, how do you handle Brady Danielson or Scott?
Right. Do you put Merfeld on him, or do you have Tyson Gordon on him, or do you do a matchup zone? It'll be a very interesting. I'm excited for that one.
I still like Scott in that one. I think they've got more basketball players.
Probably, yeah. I think that's maybe fair. But York, that group of seniors that have.
That's my sleeper.
That's for sure. Yeah. Bennington Roncalli is a game that
we've played twice
already, and I think it could be another really good game. And then Alliance Aurora, I think, will be super high scoring, because both teams like to run and play fast. And I tell you what, if Baylor Shireman gets a rebound, you better get back in a hurry, because he will find Cade Reichart or one of his other teammates.
Or pull up from 40.
He's a working
for like
triple-double.
He is such a great passer. I mean, he full length of the court pass on a dime for a layup will hit you in real fast.
It's a smaller football field for him.
Right.
And, you know, when you connected 59 times for touchdowns.
No,
I mean, Pius Aurora should be a very entertaining final. I don't see that being low scoring. I see that being in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And Charlie and Baylor both get in the 30s, and that'd be a fun afternoon game on Saturday.
It'd be really entertaining. And Scott and Pius played already this year. And just York is that, like you said, that the defending champ is a sleeper, but like that's a team that they definitely could wreck it all and beat everyone in the bracket.
And Roncalli.
Roncalli's played really well this year too.
They lack the size. They've got a good matchup because it's basically guards versus guards in the Bennington game. You know, Danzebaum and Prososki are going to have to shoot it better than they have against Rogers and Dotsler. And then
The Orr brothers for Roncalli, the freshman, Jake, is really a player that not a lot of buzz or hype about him yet, but he'll be coming.
He's gotten better as the year's gone along, and in a semi with Aurora.
Yeah.
He inside, as one of their only threats, is going to have to stand up against Reichert. And Roncalli's going to have to shoot it and not put Baylor on the foul line constantly.
So this class seems similar to Class A to me. So same question that we ended that with. Everyone's penciling in Pius and Aurora. What other final matchup would be most likely there?
It wouldn't shock me if Scott or York, whoever wins that game, could beat Pius or Scott's Bluff for sure. And it wouldn't shock me if Scott or York wins the whole thing. I could see them winning. I could see a Roncalli making it and beating Aurora and making it to the final two.
Scott Roncalli could be a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could definitely see that happening. But Pius is clearly the favorite in B.
They're probably the closest thing
to a
consensus that there is in a class.
All right. Class C1, then. I'm going to go with one that I think they're not the 1C, but I think they're the consensus in this one, Wahoo.
Definitely.
Yep. Yeah. I think, they're defending champs. Like Winston Cook's great.
This class is down a notch as a whole. Most years, C1, usually toughest to pick, has the most depth in the field. This year, I think Wahoo's certainly down a notch. You've got some teams that have come up, but they're not... That they're young still. See Auburn. They've played in the Centennial Conference, gotten battle tested. Boys Town, Grand Island, CC. Ogallala
I haven't seen Ogallala, so
they're very offensively talented. Good court vision, move the ball around. They're exciting to watch. I mean, and anytime you put Wahoo and Ogallala together, everybody thinks back to 1992 and the snap of the 114 game winning streak for Wahoo. Right. Last year, those teams met, there was running clock in Wahoo's favor. Mm. Ogallala, you get night and day difference in teams this year. A final would be very interesting. Ogallala's been sitting at 2 for most of January and February. Mm. Wahoo's losses are to larger schools, and Wahoo's played the better schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And, Adams Central could give Ogallala some issues because of Hilgendorf inside.
Yeah.
But GICC also lost by 1 to Wahoo in Wahoo.
Right, and they have a lot of size. Jacob Herbeck's their defensive-minded team.
Mm-hmm.
Try
and grind it out against.
Tino loves playing that style, and I could see GICC beating Auburn. I'm sure they'll have.
I've got GICC.
I think they'll have a plan for Cam Binder, who can shoot lights out, and is a great player. I think probably Wahoo's the favorite.
About Boys Town?
That's sneaky. I think
that's not the Kevin Sheaf was not happy with that draw.
No, I don't blame him.
Because they and Milford tied, and Boys Town beat Milford. So that's how Boys Town got the seven seed.
When they'd probably rather play Milford.
Ogallala Boys Town would have been a really interesting game. Wahoo Boys Town, not quite.
Yeah.
But, if Boys Town beat Bellevue East in Class A and lose to Fort Calhoun, which is very young.
It's just kind of...
Which team's going to show up and... it's probably better for Tom Crable's bunch that they're not the 9 a.m. game, that the 10:45, so they can kind of get into Lincoln, get settled down a bit, feel the Devaney atmosphere without just being thrown in the spotlight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've kind of got Boys Town as my sleeper there because they have enough raw talent that
they do.
that if they beat Wahoo, they could make a mess of this.
I have Adams Central as the sleeper just because I like Hagan. I think Coach Foster's done a really good job. His son, Cam Foster, who's a sophomore now, I like a lot. Hunt is a really good player for them, too. They went to Bennington, beat Bennington in the holiday tournament. I have Adams Central.
They've got some good wins. Basically, I've got them beating North Bend in the first round, so I didn't take them as a sleeper. But, you know, you could have a good old-fashioned GICC, Adams Central.
Yeah.
You know, God rest his soul, Steve Erton's not with us anymore, but Bill Gavers with Hastings College now. Those were knockdown drag-out games back in the 90s between those two coaches. And, you know, it's the Warriors and the Indians on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. That's the one thing I don't like about the state tourney is that C1, which is the third best game, has to start the day.
Yeah.
I'd rather see D1 or D2 start and then C1 be in the 11 a.m. slot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's nothing against Class D. Good basketball down there, too. Let's jump to Class C2 here. And this one was the one that I surprisingly struggled with.
I did, too.
I had Sutton originally, and I was talking with Mike before the show, and he convinced me to do Bancroft, Rosalie, Lyons, Decatur.
Well, we've seen BRLD, and they're very good.
Yeah.
And they beat Auburn at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and that they're young.
They're one loss, though, to Hal's Dodge.
Right, but they avenged that.
Right.
And that was early in the year where both were coming off football seasons, and BRLD got the payback win a couple weeks later. You got some football, basketball-type guys, you know, Centennial, Jackson Hirschfeld, Cooper Gearhan go against Wakefield in the first round. BRLD Centennial would be...
That'd be fun.
That'd be a fun matchup.
That'd be really, really fun.
We'll be seeing a pinnacle, but that 3:45 game on Friday at Devaney would be very interesting. Sutton and Ponca. I mean, Ponca beats Laurel Concord Coleridge back-to-back games to get to state.
They're kind of healthy and stuff now. I know Kingsbury was dinged up a little bit for them, and I think he's back and kind of healthy. I mean, defending champs, so like, and Carter Kingsbury is really good. So if you have one guy
and
at that lower level that can just go off and score 25, 30, 35 points, like he's capable of doing. It's hard.
Bridgeport's the unknown.
Yeah.
But they played Ogallala tough. You know, it just kind of depends how they match up with Ponca, and there's no real way to tell that. There's no score comparison. Sutton UTAN is another. I struggled on picking that one because I've seen UTAN, and they're very young and very good. Mm-hmm. Played Wahoo very respectably, and
Knutson can hit the three and shooter.
You know, Sutton's got probably more football type players, maybe a little more physical. That's a tough class, but I've got a Ponca BRLD final, and I think the king gets overthrown.
Yeah, Lucas' vote for me is probably the reason why I talked Jake into changing. I love that kid as an athlete and a basketball player. He's a great baseball player, good football player, really good point guard. And for me, I think he could start on every team but maybe five in the state as a point guard. I mean, like when I say every, I mean Class A through D2. I think he's that good. There's a handful of guys that are probably a little better, longer, whatever.
But you're not going to beat Chucky.
That's what I mean. There's about five. I think Prep would love to have him right now as a starting point guard. I do. Nothing against Robert Peters. He's had a good year for Prep, but I think that Lucas Vogt is
he's quality.
Good. Yeah, very good. So I definitely could see it being a Ponca BRLD, but that BRLD Centennial game would be fun. Really fun.
All right, and before we get to the two classes in D, I want to take a minute here and thank our sponsor, our new sponsor, Look Architecture, specializing in commercial wall and glass graphics. Look Architecture. All right.
They make some, like, the cool, like, window graphics on stuff, so that's what they do.
Right. So those always catch Sauter's eye. He's easily distracted. Class D1, this was one that I wasn't too sure about. I went with Paxton here. Why don't you give me a little bit more knowledge, too?
Well, I went with Fremont Bergen. They've played the best schedule in the class, 17-8. Grant Frickenstein's 20-point score. They've got some height. The interesting game is the first one at Lincoln East. Nebraska City Lords, 8-16, plays the top seed Elm Creek, 21-3.
Yeah.
Elm Creek lost to Overton in sub-districts. It came back to win its district final. Mm-hmm. Overton, in the district final round, got annihilated by Lords. So, does Lords...
matchup, yeah.
Lords is on a little bit of a roll. Do they take out Elm Creek and get a match with Fremont Bergen? I don't see them getting past Bergen, but... And Bergen's got a tough match with Fullerton, which was my preseason number one. Good athletes there. I think that's my sleeper there is Fullerton in that class.
Bergen probably for me is the favorite again. And I've seen Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family, though. Like on a icy Monday night, I was there, watched them lose to BRLD in overtime.
Mm-hmm. And they had a big lead early.
Yeah, correct. And they have two freshmen, or two brothers that are like 6'3", that are really good.
Shoots,
yeah, and they're really good, and they're going to be really, really good. And I remember even talking to coach after the game, and some of the people, I said, hey, if you guys make it to state this year, it's kind of like a bonus year. Like it's great because you guys are going to be very good, and now here they are, the two seed.
Well, how about a shout out to this town and area?
Yeah,
boys and girls. Mm-hmm. Humphrey St. Francis in D2 and Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family in D1. Both all make four it. Teams yeah. went to state yeah. or are going to state this
One,
year.
One, like, small town in Nebraska.
You know, and then we got Paxton, the good old Tigers. One loss to Hershey late in the regular season. Big center there, some guards.
Blake Brewster is the 6'9 post for them. They're good. Minus that loss to Hershey, obviously they'd be undefeated, and I think they're really good. I remember I watched them last year lose in the first round. I went to Northeast to watch that game, and
but they're playing Juanita for the third time this year. Got two wins over Juanita. You know, that
I
third one's
them,
hard to get.
You know, winning that game and moving on. And
I've got them against Bergen in the final.
Yeah, I'd like to see Paxton make it to the final just because Blake and people could see him play, you know, on a bigger scale.
And to your point about one small town, Fremont Bergen, volleyball, girls basketball, and boys basketball, a lot of talent going on here.
One small school.
All right. Class D2, and this was another tough one for me, because you have Riverside, who's very good. You have Johnson Brock. I went with Falls City Sacred Heart for the only reason that they have swept Johnson Brock three times this season. Hard to beat a team four times in 1 year, but I'm going with Sacred Heart.
They've kind of handled Johnson Brock.
They have, yeah. I've got Sacred Heart against Riverside in the final with Sacred Heart winning.
It's a rematch.
This is a rematch of last year's. You know, Joseph Bloom, I think, has really bloomed this year.
Yeah. He's 6'6" post.
He's
going
to be tougher for the Irish to guard, but in small school basketball, there's no better coach than Doug Goltz at Sacred Heart.
Well,
he's going to find a game plan, should he get there, that will.
Yeah.
You know, Osmond's only got one loss.
I talked to Doug late Saturday night. He was there for the girls' game. And I asked him, I said, hey, you know, I kind of like, you know, it'd be fun to see you guys and Johnson Brock play again and all that stuff. And he said, and then I talked about maybe a potential rematch. And he said, don't watch out. Osmond's really good. So you could tell he's already done some scouting stuff. He said, Osmond is really, really good. Watch out for them. So that's Doug Gold saying that.
Yeah. And Johnson Brock starts with Humphrey St. Francis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had quite the football matchup this year. And, you know, I St. Francis is my sleeper in this class because I've got the fifth seed beating the fourth seed. You know, I think Johnson Brock's got very competitive athletes, and three of their losses are to Sacred Heart, who's unbeaten in the state. So, you know, I just think that Johnson Brock, having played number one so much, is probably more battle tested.
I would love nothing more than to see Johnson Brock and Riverside play each other in the final. because it would be that D2 game after the A game. Everyone, it's like an empty arena pretty much, and everyone just kind of gives up on it. But that game could be fun. Like, it could be in the 70s and super fast.
I think Doug may
do that too. Yeah, if it's...
It's not going to be a grinder, I don't think.
Yeah.
We've had some really grinder D2 finals that have closed the...
See Mullen winning a couple years ago, 31-30 or whatever that was. And I
don't think I'm going to be flipping through the record books looking for lowest combined. I'd be shocked with the teams there. In fact, I would say that most of the teams in D2, if you blend a D1 and D2,
yeah,
there may be more from D2 in an eight team field than from D1. Still got football in my mind,
right.
But we can have another podcast someday of why we don't need six classes.
We definitely could do that. Along with shot clock stuff. but I one kid, Drew Bippas for Fall City Sacred Heart. He's had a heck of a career and
athletic career,
football and basketball, everything. And for him to go out on a bigger stage again, in a final would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fun for him. And I'd like to see I'm really intrigued by that 8:30 game, if you can't tell. Like, I really am. That game at night, I'll be really tired after 3 days and all that stuff and want to go home and everything. But I'll be pretty focused on that game.
You're just ready for that fever dream that had four Red Bulls today. And there's one more game to go.
Maybe. but that'll be...
He'll be boinging off the wall.
I'm very intrigued.
Might have to get a little restrainer. a little downer.
I like that. But that 8:30 game,
it's a better one than...
If you say that 8:30 game one more time, I am kicking you out of the studio.
It is going to be a good game, no matter what the matchup is. It'll be way better than Mullen beating... UTAN 31.
It'll be more entertaining.
More entertaining than that. I always go back to that 8:30 at night, and it was 31-30.
We've had some great finishes in D2 in that 8:30.
We did in girls this
and
past week.
Let's be honest. This week, with the potential of ice and snow and daylight savings, our papers are going to be printed an hour early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't need the Class A final being the nightcap.
Yeah.
I love having a different class be the 8:30 wrap-up. And it's what they did back in the 70s, and it's worked well for about the past 10 years. And there have been some memorable finishes, and there have been some games that...
Were rough.
It's been grinders, and, Mullen haven't won anything in you know, 90-some years. So
they won.
Looked a little bit more like football, but it was
definitely
it
did.
Doesn't matter how you do it as long as you score more points than the other
team. Then they get handed out a trophy.
Right.
All right. Well, Stu, I want to thank you for joining us. We'll have to have you back on to talk about the All-Nebraska basketball teams. Where can people find you on Twitter for updates this weekend?
At STUOWH.
Perfect. Same as last weekend, we'll have live updates rolling throughout the tournament. Updates from Stu and Sodder.
And Mike Patterson, Steve Bidek, and Terry Douglas. We'll have a whole crew.
The whole crew will be there.
Weather permitting.
I already saw there's snow coming for Thursday, so hopefully that doesn't put a wrench in things. But a lot of great basketball in Lincoln. Keep it tuned to anyprepzone.com. Be sure to check out omaha.com/subscribe. 99 cents for the first month. You get all of Stu's coverage from state basketball. The All-Nebraska teams are going to be coming out soon. You'll get Mike Sodder's recruiting reports, all of his video, all of his reactions from state basketball.
And a golf section at some point, too. When the spring thaw comes, we'll do a golf section. I think it's April...
We're going to thaw at some point?
I think it's April 20th.
The
new little ice age, I think, is only temporary, but... Tell you what.
By the time the golf section comes around,
we might actually see grass.
Maybe, yeah.
We may have to shoot it in the studio with the green backdrop here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us for complete basketball coverage. Check out Mike Sodder, Stu at OWH. Thanks for joining us. If you like what you hear, hit that subscribe button.